Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
¡Hola! ¿Cómo se llama? ¡Sure! ¡Adiós, amigos! Ah, we welcome you back from Madrid and Barcelona. Wow, what a six-day trip that was. An adventure and then some. It's good to be back, everybody. For those of you that hate me, sorry, I'm back. They didn't fire me. I mean, you know, it was a possibility, or at least not yet, but they allowed me to go on air, so I at least until 4 o'clock, I think I'm safe, because we are live, we are here on a Tuesday, and I'm back, baby. Wow, what a trip. AMAC, it's good to see you. Mad Max, it's good to see you. Cowboy B, who got a shout-out from Tyler this morning. Of all things, not AMAC, not Mad Max, not Darius, but Cowboy B. I said, Ty, I said, what happened to your Raiders last night? He says, Cowboys won. He goes, that makes Cowboy B happy. And I was like, I didn't even know you knew Cowboy B. The rest of the world hates Cowboy B. Tyler loves Cowboy B.
Did he say he loved him?
Well,
that isn't.
That's
that
true.
Isn't,
he didn't say that.
Yeah,
that's true. He didn't say that. But either way, Cowboy B getting the shout out from Tyler, which, you know, I mean, tell you what, pretty impressive. Well, first of all, welcome. It's good to see everybody. I just told B. Mitch and Finley the horror story from my trip.
I heard about this horror story, but first I have a question.
Hi.
Did you bring anything back for us? That's a no.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No. Here's the deal. I had to buy a souvenir for my kids in each Barcelona and Madrid.
I think that's fair.
I only had like a $12 or 12 euro budget for souvenirs. No.
I was going to say, damn, penny pincher.
Well, it's because I had to give 50 euros away. So, two things. I lost probably 50 euros somehow because I can't account for it. Unless I'm miscounting, I can't account for it. So maybe they stuck together or something. And then I had to tip the first captain and the assistant captain a $50 spot or a 50 euro spot because I barfed all over their boat. That's right.
Only you find yourself... in these types of situations.
On an empty stomach, I had a beer. It was 2:30 in the afternoon. We got out to the Mediterranean after passing Bill Gates' super luxury yacht, $600 billion yacht or whatever it is. Steven Spielberg's new yacht. David Beckham's yacht, which was very small compared to Gates and Spielberg. All of that. I was working on an empty stomach. I think I had like one thin piece of salami. That the boat put out like as part of the package.
That's lunch
whatever.
Over there.
We get out to the Mediterranean, and all of a sudden the first captain gets on, and she's like, yeah, it's going to get real rocky here as we turn around. And I mean, boys, we went ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Started turning around, and I lost it.
Oh.
I mean, it came out so quick, so violently. I had no chance to turn around, no chance to get out of the boat, no chance to paint the outside of the boat. or the Mediterranean. Instead, I painted the boat inside and my pants.
Yeah, apparently it was on somebody's food, too.
Yeah, it was on the food that they had put out in the middle area of the boat that everybody was just kind of picking on. Yeah, that was me. It just happened. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to upset anybody. I didn't mean to barf all. I've never, ever, ever been motion sick before in my life. Your body just rapidly and completely changes when you turn 50. I'm telling you, I have gone to absolute hell in the last 2 years. It just happens, man. I mean, look, I don't take good care of my body, so I'm not sitting here telling you that I do, but I'm generally pretty smart. I mean, over under on alcoholic drinks that I had in an entire week on vacation in Barcelona and Madrid is under 3.
Oh.
I mean, you did it wrong. I know, but I can't drink like I used to. So I wasn't thinking having a can of beer on an empty stomach at like 2:30 in the afternoon.
At sea,
I wasn't thinking that it was going to get that rough because it wasn't that rough to begin with. As we kind of pulled away from the port, it was fine. They were going nice and slow, whatever.
Yeah,
as soon as we got out into the Mediterranean, it was like, boom, boom. I mean, it was up and down like a pogo stick.
I mean,
and boom.
It is a sea.
It is a sea.
It's open water.
Yeah, it's the Mediterranean. It's not the Atlantic. It's not the Pacific.
You ever watch Below Deck Med?
I'm so embarrassed. But I felt like I had to tell the story, A, to get some sympathy, and B, to get some laughs and some So I gave the story first to B. Mitch and Finley because I made the stupid mistake of trying to tell AMAC before the show, hey, you know, when he asked about the trip, you know, like, I don't know if you asked what was the worst thing that happened or just like anything
just
good to happen or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, I barfed all
your
over the place. And
there
JP Finley was. And I was like, oh, no.
Now I'm going to have to tell this story
on the air. So now the cat's out of the bag because it was on their show. So now I got to tell it on my show that, yes, I barfed all over a bunch of hors d'oeuvres and a sailboat. You know, a motorized sailboat, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Sea. What was the most delicious hors d'oeuvre you threw up on? I want to know how much, like, what you wasted here.
I would probably say the platter of thin cut cold cuts, which is, you know, in Europe or at least in Spain, it's all the, like the spicy ham, like the capicola, or you know, like whatever they put, various different types of European meats.
Yeah, cured meats.
Yeah, cured meats, right? Yeah. They're big. By the way, I passed the International Ham Museum.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, literally, they had ham hocks just hanging in the window. I didn't go in. I took pictures from outside, but it was the Ham Museum. What do they call ham?
Was that in Barcelona or Madrid? I got to know.
That was in Madrid.
Okay.
That was after going to a McDonald's on Friday night to get a real Diet Coke, because I couldn't find one anywhere. They only had Coke Zero, which I don't drink Coke Zero by choice because it tastes too much like regular Coke. I don't like the taste of regular Coke. So I don't like Coke Zero all that much because of that. So I was looking for a regular Diet Coke, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Went into a McDonald's on the way to JP Finley's party and couldn't find that. So I settled for a Fanta Zero, or what they said was a Fanta Orange Zero. Got that, then passed the Ham Museum, then went to JP and B. Mitch's and Tailgate Ted's little
soiree
at some Irish bar. This Irish bar, guys, was probably the size of these two studios put together, and they had at least 10 tables.
That's awesome.
And everybody was eating dinner. Right? Full dinner. You literally could not move an inch if you wanted to. It was so packed. So finally, went outside, found a place to sit, didn't realize it was at another restaurant. So then they come over and they're like, oh, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, oh, we got to order because we're at their restaurant. We're sitting down at a table outside. And then they come over, tailgate Ted comes over, and he's like, yeah, he's like, we got to move this because it's too small. We can't fit everybody in. So we got to move it to the Irish bar across a block and a half away or around the block or whatever. So you get over there. And somehow my buddy Sean Gibbs gets a table, right? And we're kind of sitting at a table against a column. Place is mobbed. At 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I have to go to the bathroom. It took me 25 minutes to get to the bathroom. That was how many people were in this bar and how small this place was. And I was like, I was at a huge bar, a huge Irish bar in Barcelona on Thursday night. So I thought, oh, Madrid, right? Madrid's bigger than Barcelona. Nope. No, sir. Or it was just mobbed with all sorts of Commanders and Redskins fans. They sang Hail to the Commanders in Spanish, in Espanol, on the video board. And I think everybody said Hail to the Redskins, but the song itself, the lyrics, said Hail to the Commanders. It's interesting. So, yes, I barfed, but not actually into the Mediterranean Sea, while on the Mediterranean Sea. I went to three Irish bars in the span of about 24 hours, one in Barcelona, two in Madrid. I had three or less drinks. I may have had three drinks. I'm trying to think. I definitely had at least two beers. I may have had a third drink. I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, I did. A sangria at a flamenco show. A flamenco dance show. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. I can't do it, but I do know what it is.
Right? You know what it is, though? They get on the wood floor and they tap real fast. And I mean, some intense dancers.
Also, on the note of sangria, yeah. I don't know if that counts as an alcohol. That's like a requirement to drink when you're in.
Let me tell you something. It had more alcohol than anything else I had.
Did it now?
Oh, it was strong. It was strong.
Name.
Your boy was like a little flush after that. Again, I'm 52 years old. I used to drink like a fish. When I was younger, and I'm talking about like up until maybe I was like 42, and what happened was is every road trip we would make with the Redskins for 6 years, I would go out hard on Saturday nights. That was my night to just let loose and relax after a long-ass stressful week of dealing with Dopey Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder and every part of the circus. So I would go hard. But then I'd have to get up at like 6 in the morning. I'd feel awful the rest of the day for game day, whatever. So I'd be crabby, irritated. I'd be fighting with people on Twitter, go figure. So I just said, you know, I'm going to drink casually, but only very casually. So now if I have a beer, a drink, that's about it. The rest of the time I want water or Diet Coke. I admit it's weak sauce. I admit I'm not what I used to be. I'm slowing down. But I will tell you this. I walked 16,000 steps, I think it was, the first day.
Like 12,000 in one day?
Yeah, 12,000 steps on on Thursday. That was the day that I barfed. I walked.
You ran a marathon and threw up the next day.
Yeah. I walked like 10,000 the next day, and then it progressively got less and less as my feet and my hips and my knees
got more and more
were
tired. I
just
get it.
Barking. I was like, man. But I see why everybody's skinny over there, because just walk everywhere.
And no AC, so you're sweating inside.
Yeah. I mean, there was AC in the hotel, but it was weird.
Well, that's the hotel.
The weirdest part was in Barcelona, the hotel room, the shower was a glass-enclosed shower in the middle of the room.
So that sounds sensual.
You're on display. So, like, you know, if you got something you're trying to hide, good.
So did your – never mind.
Yeah, I was on display. What do you want from me?
Your girl was on display.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was just showing what I've got, which isn't much, except for in the wrong areas. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Anyway – it's a good trip. The Commanders lost. The Commanders...
Secondary.
Speaking of throwing up all over themselves, the Commanders did just that on Sunday as well. So I wasn't the only one. Jeff Walker apparently threw up in an alleyway in Madrid. After getting into a fight with a drug cartel boss and somehow not getting killed. The Commanders threw up all over themselves, and then they let Matt Go Gay in the Atlantic. Matt Gay Go, easy for me to say, Matt Gay Go over the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, relax over there, AMAC. I said it too quick, okay? Relax. I said, let me repeat. They let Matt Gay go over the Atlantic Ocean. That's what I said. I think that's what I said. Yes, the Nationals. Well, the Nationals did something, too. We'll get to that later. The Commanders threw up all over themselves, too. They could have won a game. An all-meaningful game that we all traveled 4,000-plus miles to Madrid. Some of us to Barcelona and then Madrid. And they ruined it. They ruined it! Not only two makeable field goals, but also a fumbled punt with 4 minutes left to go by Mikey Sanristil. And an interception by Marcus Mariota in overtime. Not to mention a fourth down failure in which Zach Ertz slipped and probably should have had the touchdown. And if any one of those things happen, the Commanders come away with a win. But in a lost at sea season, the Commanders lose. And I would say this. Listen. 3-8 sucks.
Is it such a bad thing?
Well, it is compared to what happened last year.
Sure.
And what the expectations were. But if you're, here's what I would say along your lines. If you're going to be bad,
you might
be
as
really
well
bad.
Suck.
Be really bad. Be really bad. Be competitive, which they were, but be really bad. If you're going to be bad, don't be bad 7-8,
don't be mid,
8-9
be
bad. Even though I would prefer 8-9 because of the competitiveness and the interest component and the disappointment and playing semi-meaningful games in December. But ultimately in sports, as it turns out, right, if you're going to be, and especially in the NFL, it doesn't work this way in the NBA, guys. It doesn't work this way in the NHL or in Major League Baseball, where they have all sorts of weighted lottery rules and stupid lottery rules. It does work this way in the NFL. If you're going to be bad, you get rewarded for being bad, for being terrible. And right now, the Commanders at 3-8, losers of six in a row, on bye this week, are really, really bad. And, you know, listen, I didn't go to Barcelona and Madrid expecting the Commanders to win that game. Originally, when you saw the schedule come out and they were 3-2, even at 3-3, you thought, you know, even a couple of weeks later, probably 3-4, 3-5, you thought, well, if they're going to win a game, could be the Dolphins in Madrid. And it turns out they had chance after chance after chance after chance, and they blew it. And they barfed all over themselves, just like I did. Just like your boy, back from Madrid, back from Barcelona. Did you miss me? I missed you guys. I want to hear from you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, we're back. Back from Madrid, back from Barcelona, back from barfing on the Mediterranean. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. Mad Max reminded me during the break that the last time I barfed was here at the Odyssey Studios. That's right. I remember that now. Oh, that was a bad day too. I'm telling you guys, you turn 50 and your body just goes to shame. It just turns to hell. You can't drink alcohol anymore. Well, I can't. And one beer is too much. Everything hurts. Like yesterday on the plane, 8.5 hours back, no jet stream, whatever. My tailbone was so in pain from sitting so long and not being able to move because we're all the way towards the back of the plane. There's a nonstop stream for 8+ hours of people going to the bathroom. Like they didn't go to the bathroom up front. They only went to the bathroom by me. And I couldn't ever move. So I couldn't stretch my legs. I couldn't get off my tailbone. My back was tight. Oh, it's awful. Don't turn 50. You're better off just kicking the bucket before then. And just everything turns to crap. And yet somehow I walked all over Barcelona and Madrid. Best part of the trip. Besides just seeing the amazing amount of Commanders fans, the energy, just the hype, the excitement, all the burgundy and gold. You know, a couple of times people recognize you, you know, like in the airport and customs, on the people mover yesterday at Dulles coming back, at on the plane, whatever. I walked up Friday night to one of the Irish bars right outside. Tischler and JP Finley were having a podcast meetup. And JP is like, "Rooster!" And everybody turns around and, "Rooster! Rooster! Rooster! Rooster!" in the middle of Madrid. So that felt pretty good, right? That's good. And then yesterday on the people mover out of Dulles, JP again walks past me and somebody recognizes him, listeners, and he's like, "Hey, you guys know Chris Russell, the Rooster?" And everybody's like, "Oh, hey, Rooster, yeah, whatever." So, I mean, like, JP is like an A-minus list celebrity. I don't know if I can call him an A-list celebrity. I don't know if Page Six of the New York Post is covering him, but he's like an A-minus list celebrity. I'm like a G-list celebrity, but in moments, I felt what it's like to be JP Finley. In moments, I felt like it was pretty cool to like have people that actually recognize you and think that you're cool. I met so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. I would, listen, I'm not a big vacation guy. This was my first time taking 6 days off in a row in 11 years. I'm usually a wraparound weekend kind of guy, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday occasionally. I'm usually that. I'm not usually I didn't watch, outside of the game on Sunday, I didn't watch 1 ounce of sports in 6 days on the road. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, well, 6.5 days on the road because I did watch the Caps and Kings last night and a little bit of the hey, and the Cowboys before I passed out and fell asleep. I didn't watch anything. Nothing. I tried following some of it here and there, but just none. It was such a, like, I don't know how to shut down. But I will tell you that I am, the good thing about being plus 50 is I'm learning how to shut down better. I'm learning how to walk away from sports and from work. And I just as real as I can get. And here's the other thing. When you go to Spain, and again, Spain, I had never traveled internationally before. Outside of the Caribbean, I have been to the Caribbean and Canada. So I've been international, but I haven't been overseas. Let me put it that way. I know Kevin took a trip to Barcelona, I believe, and maybe Madrid like 2 years ago, and he said it was fabulous. I never thought Spain would be the first overseas country that I would go to. I never really had much interest. But if you ever get the chance to go, Barcelona is like a version of Manhattan. A lot of small, small stores, a lot of cramped restaurants, a lot of activity, a lot of everything squeezed together. Madrid is much more spread out and bigger in spots, and restaurants have a little bit more room usually, except for the one we went to on Friday night for JP's podcast party. That was very tight. That was like a closet, trying to squeeze in 100 or so people. But Madrid seems like more like what kind of experience you would get here. A busy city, lots of activity, but like you could move around. Barcelona seemed more like Manhattan. But tapas are the way to go there, man. Like, you know, we had all sorts of different things. I had some Italian food. I had Spanish food. I had German. Oh, my God. They had at the Mercado de San Miguel, I think is what it's called, San Miguel Market. It's this famous in Madrid indoor market. They had chorizo stromboli.
I saw you post about
this. Oh, how did that look?
If
you're a fatty like me and you like food.
Oh, it's chorizo too.
Let me tell you something. It was money.
Yeah, I figure.
It was so good. And the stromboli, like chorizo is a little spicy. It's Spanish sausage, right? It's a little spicy. It's not like hot Italian sausage, but it's definitely got some spice
to
it.
Some kick to it, yeah.
Right? So the stromboli dough, which was wrapped around probably two-thirds of the chorizo link, just absorbs some of the kind of grease and also counterbalance some of the spice. Oh, the best. That was the best thing I ate. The entire trip. I mean, there were other good things. I had some chicken teriyaki skewers that were money
on
Sunday night after the game.
To beat bread, meat, and cheese.
Yeah. The press box food sucked at St. Bernabeu Stadium or whatever the hell they call it. It was awful. They didn't have forks. The food sucked. The selection sucked. The service was meh. Thanks to David Harrison of the Locked On Commanders podcast for getting me a spork. In the third quarter, so I could eat my salad.
Look at you in your ivory tower.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tried. I tried waiting it out. It was a great trip. If anybody has an opportunity, I would highly, highly, highly. I don't know how other countries compare. I can only now compare Barcelona to Madrid to whatever experiences I've had here in the United States. And, you know, I grew up on Long Island, so I went to Manhattan a lot and have been to Manhattan a lot on business, whatever. I lived in Chicago for 6 years, so I'm very familiar with downtown Chicago. Lived in Las Vegas for 2 years, so familiar with that. Lived here for 17 years, so I'm very familiar with D.C. I would just say Barcelona more like Manhattan, Madrid more like what kind of experience you would get maybe in a downtown Chicago or a downtown D.C. But it was awesome. Good people, good drinks, good food. Lots of crazy drivers. That's one thing that did not change. Lots of stupid, idiotic, crazy-ass, selfish drivers. We almost died on the way to the airport yesterday. Almost got taken out by a big charter bus in a taxi. Not that I was driving or anything.
What a story that would have been.
Yeah, that would not have been good. Gone splat on the Madrid highway. Almost died, but we didn't. We survived, and we are here. If you want to talk about the Commanders at 3-8, let's start with the Matt Gay thing. Let's start with the Matt Gay thing getting cut. Matt Gay was cut yesterday, AMAC, in case you weren't aware. Matt Gay was released, not over the Atlantic Ocean, but once the team landed back here at Dulles, he was ultimately released. We'll talk about that next on the Team 980 after a trending alert. All right, yes, indeed, we are back, and the Commanders are on their bye week. Dan Quinn and Adam Peters making the not-so-difficult decision to let go of Matt Gay, the place kicker who they signed to a one-year, $4-plus million contract over the offseason, and they brought in a new kicker in the form of the former San Francisco 49er place kicker that kicked the game-winning field goal for the Chicago Bears over the Commanders back in Week 6. So, we'll talk about all that coming up. Elsewhere, Virginia Tech officially hiring James Franklin. His Penn State buyout renegotiated down to about $9 million. Don't know the contract terms for the Hokies and Franklin, the now former Penn State coach, but certainly a sizable commitment being made to one of the preeminent and premier head coaches in all the land. Meanwhile, tonight, Capitals are off. They are off until tomorrow night after a 2-1 win over the Los Angeles Kings. The Wizards are off tonight as well. Coming up in men's college basketball, we have a couple of games for you as we try and get to that part of the scoreboard. Actually, we'll bring you that when we return, coming up in just a couple of moments, as the scoreboard is not cooperating with us as we make our return. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, we are back, 139, Team 980 on a Tuesday afternoon, back from Madrid and Barcelona. Meant to mention the college basketball kind of look ahead to tonight. Certainly some interesting games. Michigan State, Kentucky. Couldn't find it on the ESPN banner as I was scrolling through. North Carolina hosting Navy tonight. Eh? How about that? How do you like them apples? Number 21, Arkansas and Wingate. So if you're looking for something to watch tonight, there you go. Because there ain't no Caps, and there ain't no Wizards, and there ain't no NFL. Probably a good thing that the Wizards aren't playing, huh? The Washington Wizards, well, let's see. A lot of things changed while I was gone. You know what didn't change?
What's that?
The Wizards absolutely, speaking of blowing chunks, all over the place and barfing all over the place, the Washington Wizards continue to absolutely stink. 129-106, Capital One Arena on Sunday evening. Whew. I think it was Greg Feinberg that said that was the lowest point that he had seen. Capital One Arena, just ghost town. Nobody. Not one single Wizards fan or member of the media should ever, ever complain or turn your back on this team if you were one of the hundreds and thousands that were calling for them to to go into a 3 to 5 year tank job. Not one of you. Not one of you can be frustrated. Not one of you can be angry. Not one of you can be disappointed. Not one of you should turn your back on them. Because you begged for this. You asked for this. You told me this was the only way to rebuild. This was the only way. Not the best way, the only way. You told me this. And 2.5 years into this thing, and it is just absolute, pure, unadulterated hell. The Capitals won last night 2-1 over a very tough LA Kings team. That Kings team, I know people don't care about hockey like I do. Andrei Kopitar in his final year, really cool video that I posted, reposted from my guy Bernie, of Alex Ovechkin and Andrei Kopitar. Kopitar won multiple Stanley Cups. Ovechkin obviously won Stanley Cup and the all-time leading goal scorer, exchanging jerseys after the game. A really cool scene there after the game last night. But they beat Darcy Kemper, who's been great since going out to L.A. He was horrible here for 2 years. Great since going out to L.A. The Kings, they don't let up a lot of goals, and the Capitals didn't score a lot last night. Only two. But, you know, they got the right ones, including Ovechkin early in the second period. And, you know, that held up in a deflected goal in the first period from the former L.A. King defenseman. So, you know, you have that. And you have the Commanders on the bye, right? And I mentioned the Wizards. Listen, they're next up on tomorrow night in Minnesota. So in all likelihood, I mean, you can never say never. In all likelihood, they'll be 1-13. And again, not one of you that advocated for the tank job, for the 3 to 5 year absolute swoon on purpose, not one of you should complain. Not one of you should turn your back on them. Not one. Because you begged for this. You told me this was the only way. I told you it wasn't. You told me it was the only way. Not one of you should turn your back on them. Watch it. Suffer. Crawl to your television or your radio. Because you deserve this. You deserve this. As usual, you were wrong. As usual, you were wrong. Coming up tonight right here, just quickly setting the table on the Team 980, U.S. men's soccer against Uruguay after Doc, who's coming up from 4 to 6:45. So we'll take you up till 4. Doc then, U.S. men's soccer, and away we go on a Tuesday. All right, let's get to it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Matt Gay was let go as soon as the team got back from Spain. I can't imagine that there's anybody that is remotely upset about this. Matt Gay just was terrible. That's all there is to it. He was just terrible. To me, I said this several times on Twitter, and I talked to Matt Gay after the game, and I asked him because he was saying how the 56-yarder. And Matt Gay, by the way, I just want to say this. I know Dan Quinn said he's a great teammate and all that. Really nice dude. I remember in training camp, right when training camp started, just talking to Tress Way, and Matt Gay walks up and he's like, "Oh, hey, I'm Matt," you know, and I'm like, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you, man." You know, really nice dude, right? So Matt Gay, nice dude, good teammate, all of that. Unfortunately, it did not work out in any way, shape, or form. In any way, shape, or form. And here's the most disappointing part about all of this, right? The most disappointing part about all this is the Commanders should have or could have known that Matt Gay was not going to be successful here. Here's why. He was not good for 2 years, primarily kicking in either a dome or good weather on good surfaces in Indianapolis. Now, at one point, he was really good early in his career. But the last 2 years, part of a 4-year, $22 million deal that he signed with the Colts 2.5 years ago, he was not good, especially on long-distance kicks over 50, And that is the league right now. That is the league. If you don't make 55 and under, you're pretty much not doing your job anymore. It used to be, hey, man, if you were good from 45 and under, 47 and under, you were cool. You know, 50-50 shot on 47 plus, not anymore. With the balls, with kicker leg strength, all of that. So the Commanders had to go out and get Jake Moody, who was drafted by Kyle Shanahan, Adam Peters, John Lynch in San Francisco, who you may remember got off to a good start, had a terrible year last year, got into it with Deebo Samuel last year on the sideline in San Francisco after I think he missed his third field goal in a game, gets cut earlier this year from San Francisco, signed to the Bears practice squad, elevated the night of the Monday night game against the Bears, kicks the game winner for my guy Richard Hightower, their special teams coordinator, and Moody wins that game, sends the Commanders' season into a spiral, the Bears' season up north to where they are, and now, because he was back on the practice squad, because Cairo Santos came back, Jake Moody is back kicking on an active roster. Well, he won't kick this weekend, but presumably if he makes it to next Sunday night, he'll kick against the Denver Broncos for the Commanders. Gay missed a 51-yarder in the second quarter that would have made it a 6-6 game, cost them 3 points. Again, you've got to make a 51-yarder indoors, period, end of story. You got to. It's just the league now. And then, more understandable, but still a 56-yarder indoors, good snap, good everything, good he missed to win the game on Sunday with 15 seconds left to go. And he just totally just shoved it right. I mean, you see the path of the ball go from just inside the left upright to way outside the right upright. I have no idea how it had that kind of trajectory with no wind. But it was. And listen, 56 yarders, somewhat understandable. But most kickers are making that now. Most. Especially indoors, clean snap, clean operation. Most are. Not every, but most are. And because of that, even though you've won a Super Bowl, even though you were considered at one point one of the best kickers in the NFL, and again, just because you missed two on Sunday doesn't mean you were cut just because of that. He was 13 of 19 on field goal attempts overall with the team. So he had missed four other field goal attempts and I think one extra pointer in his brief career here in Washington. 68.4% success rate overall. He was 80.5% success rate or better on field goals in each of the previous five seasons, and that's with struggling from 50-plus the last 2 years in Indianapolis. He was 94% during a Pro Bowl year, 32 out of 34, in 2021. Moody, 76.1%. In 34 NFL games with the 49ers and the Bears. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. And yes, we will grab your calls. I see you lining up. All you usual suspects that missed me. I didn't miss you. No, I'm only. I did miss you. Love you. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Keisha wasn't there. So here's Pat Gay from 56 yards out. It is no good.
Yes, Kenny Albert. That was the icing on the cake for Matt Gay, along with a special teams blunder by Mikey Sanristil, a bad interception by Marcus Mariota. Those four things that happened on Sunday ultimately leading to another Commanders loss. All right, before I let him marinate on hold any longer, my buddy the Birdman wants to hop in and make fun of me for throwing up all over the boat in the Mediterranean Sea. Hello, Birdie. How are you?
Well, hello there, Christopher.
Hi, Birdman.
You know, check your text. This is how we found out.
Yes, I'm now understanding how you guys guessed. You two Nimrods, you and Fred, my two of my best friends in the world, How you two Nimrods figured out so quickly what went wrong is because my daughter sold me out. My daughter.
Well, she always does.
My daughter.
First it was.
I mean, how
first
in the
it was
world
the
does...
multiple use of the clothes basket. Now it's still puking.
You guys guessed it. We have like a little group text. The three of us. You guys guessed it right away, pretty much. And I was like, there's no way they could know. And I totally forgot or didn't even think about my daughter selling out the information that I had privately relayed to her about her dad barfing all over everything in the boat.
But we didn't know about the food.
Yeah.
So that actually adds interest.
Now you do. I actually thought you guys were good investigators or good guessers. Now I just know you're two pieces of baloney. And that's a nice
piece
way to
of
say
ham,
it.
Man.
Yeah. Exactly. There was a lot of sliced ham.
I will say this. He and I had a running bet, me and Fred.
Yes.
Nowhere on that bet list was you puking on a boat.
You guys thought I was going to lose my wallet, my passport, my keys, my suitcase, the plane was going to go down in the Atlantic. I mean, you guys had everything on your list except for me barfing because of how wild the Mediterranean Sea got in a snap of a finger.
But it's only appropriate because you always mess with Fred about his stomach issues. So
correct.
There you go, my friend.
Correct.
Karma.
Correct.
Now I will say this also. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing the shower in the room.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just glad that housekeeping did not come in.
Yeah, I would just say this. I would just say this. If I was splitting a room, like, okay, this is a little inside radio. Remember you and I had to split a room at WrestleMania in Philadelphia?
Oh, yes.
I would have kicked your ass out if the shower was the way it was in Barcelona in the hotel room, okay? I would have kicked your ass out because there's no way I'm letting you look at this not-so-girlish physique of mine.
Well, I mean, if housekeeping would have came in and saw that, that would have created an international incident, and you would have had to call me to help.
Mm. Well, you do have certain powers. You do have special powers.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys got it, but now I know, as usual, it was not because of your own good intuition. It was not because of your good questions or investigatory skills. It was because my daughter sold me out. Thanks, Birdie.
By the way,
the Ravens.
By the way, Chris, real fast.
Yeah.
I got the solution for your kicking dilemma.
Oh, please. You're talking about...
How are the massage parlors in D.C.? Bye, Chris.
Well, they didn't go there. They didn't go there. I guess they could have, but they didn't go there. Thank you, Birdman. All right, 2 o'clock on the way. We'll take a timeout, stay on track here. We'll get to all of you, Sean in Connecticut, Mark and Largo Show, Lap in D.C. If you want to hop in on the Commanders, Matt Gay. Listen, there's nobody that has a problem with Matt Gay. However, the question is, should the Commanders, instead of going for Jake Moody, somebody that they knew, should they have gone for the all-time great kicker from Baltimore that was cut because, well, he couldn't control himself in a massage parlor? Should they have gone there? Doesn't matter at this point. Do you even want a good field goal kicker or place kicker at this point? Because that very much endangers a top five draft pick on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.